T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It sometimes helps to put things in perspective so we can see them clearly. If you've turned on a TV lately, you couldn't have missed the murder trial of Alec Murdaugh at a hearing in South Carolina, right? Well, why does the prosecution think Alec Murdaugh killed in cold blood his own wife and his own son at near point-blank range? Murdaugh was a desperate man. He had stolen, committed fraud, over $8 million from his law firm, where he worked as an attorney, he was a partner, from his law firm's customers, from their insurance companies, even from the family of a maid who died from a fall inside the Murdaugh home. And he got away with it until his son got too drunk, illegally drunk, behind the wheel of a boat, crashed it into a bridge, and killed a young girl in the process. Well, the civil suit of that, which was unfolding in South Carolina, required Mr. Murdaugh to disclose his finances to the court because they were looking for a payout. And Mr. Murdaugh had a desperate problem. He couldn't do that. He'd literally be filing evidence of fraud with the court. And as the other law firm partners he worked with discovered the fraud, in part through the court filings, he became desperate. He needed a major distraction, so he killed his wife and his child. I don't know about that legal theory, but the fraud is well documented. It's massive. And that's why Murdaugh is the subject of not 20, not 30, not 40, but over 90 charges. Everything from money laundering to theft to fraud, all of it. It's the story of that fraud, that criminal activity that has just boggled the minds of folks here in South Carolina and around the world. What makes it so fascinating is that our president and his family make Mr. Murdaugh's crimes, as incredible as it is that he got away with them, seem like child's play. Except Joe Biden is the president. Alex Murdaugh may be a thug and an evil man, but financially speaking, he was small time compared to the Bidens. That's the perspective I'm talking about. Yet his financial crimes, including theft from the settlements, he was a personal injury attorney, gotten by poor people who hired him, have outraged the world. But again, Murdaugh was small time. Let me explain why. Mr. Murdaugh, despite all of his financial profligacy, never got, not even one time, a single Treasury SAR report. That's a suspicious activity report. It's an algorithm. It's very impersonal. It's designed to troll the U.S. banking system for money laundering, large-scale money laundering, the kind of money laundering that cartels and terrorist cells do. Here's James Comer, who's been investigating the Bidens for years, talking about this.
But just to put this into perspective, a suspicious activity report was put into place when George Bush was president after September 11th to try to catch money laundering into terrorist cells in the United States. A suspicious activity report is a very serious banking violation. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's brother, Jim, have had over 150.
Alec Murdaugh? Zero. Why? He wasn't moving big enough amounts of money to trip them. Remember what money laundering is at its heart. It's moving money in a way that hides it from the government because it's criminally gotten, but also from the tax man. If you hide money from the tax man, that is classic money laundering. And the theory behind the Treasury Department's algorithm is that if you're hiding large amounts of money, you must be doubly dangerous. A terrorist organization, a cartel, a major drug running operation, or the Biden crime family. Again, you can't turn your television on without seeing Alec Murdaugh's face. Part of that is obviously that he murdered two members of his family. But the other big part of that was just the absolute size of his crime empire. But again, that empire, small time compared to the Bidens. I'll let James Comer explain the sheer audacious scale of this money laundering as automatically detected by our Treasury Department's algorithms.
What does it tell you about the Biden family business that not one, not two, not six suspicious activity flags were caught by Treasury, but over 150, Congressman?
Well, I came from a banking background. My family's involved in banking, and I can tell you this. It's very uncommon for anyone in America to get more than one suspicious activity report. 99.9% of Americans never get a suspicious activity report. But to get 150, I'm going to go out on a limb, Jesse, and say that's more than anyone in the history of the United States. And I would be willing to make a wager of that. And this is with multiple banks. And to have 150 suspicious activity reports proves what we've been saying all along. Hunter Biden is a national security risk.
All right. Yet another record set by Joe Biden. Thank you so much, Congressman. Stay on Yellen. She needs to release these flags.
Oh, and that's the best part. Congress members used to be able to get these reports easily. All they had to do was ask the Treasury for them. But not anymore. Why? Because our whole federal government, every agency, is now weaponized for one purpose, like a virus taking over the cells of your body. Weaponized for one purpose, to protect Joe and Hunter Biden from the consequences of their crimes. Financial crimes more serious than anything Alec Murdaugh ever dreamed of committing.
When Bush was president, and through Obama, Clinton, Bush, any member of Congress could request from Treasury a list of suspicious activity reports in their congressional districts and in their states. When Joe Biden became president, and this is before it became public knowledge that Hunter had these suspicious activity reports, he, in the dark of night, changed it to where Congress could no longer access that from Treasury. Now we have formally requested the suspicious activity reports on Hunter Biden, and the Democrats will not allow us to have it unless the White House will not allow us to have it unless the Democrats sign on to the request, too.
Since then, of course, it's only gotten worse. The Republicans have requested these reports, which they used to easily be able to get. Treasury Secretary and Chief Corruptocrat Janet Yellen said she's not going to release them because it's not in the interest of the executive branch. Yeah. And who's the executive branch? Joe Biden, the Biden crime family. They're not even hiding it. They don't care. This is them laughing at us. While Alec Murdaugh is vilified for his financial crimes and a sense of absolute, if you read the coverage of it, shock ensues that Alec Murdaugh was able to steal $8 million from his clients and his law firm, when the Bidens have done so much more than that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And what the Bidens did now looks positively monstrous if you read the pages of the New York Post. Chief Biden reporter Miranda Devine has gone back through the copy of Hunter Biden's laptop that the New York Post possesses. As I tell you this, keep in mind, the FBI's had it longer than the New York Post has. And things are beginning to take on a whole new light. It appears in multiple emails and correspondences that Hunter Biden is selling classified materials, classified information that his father has presumably stolen as senator and vice president. In one email on the laptop, Hunter Biden practically spells it out. Documents on the laptop from 2011 show Hunter offering to sell intelligence on Russian oligarchs and their networks to U.S. aluminum firm Alcoa for $55,000. Alcoa actually considered it, writing it would be information not otherwise on the government affairs team's radar. What was this information that he offered Alcoa? It was Oleg Deripaska's, that's the Russian CEO of Basic Elements Companies, entire personal network. Deripaska, you remember, is the guy who paid off, gave bribes to, the same FBI agent who kicked off the Russia collusion hoax. Funny that Hunter's hanging out with him, although not that surprising. Hunter offered to provide Alcoa with statistical analysis of elite networks associated with Deripaska, a map of Deripaska's networks based on frequency of interaction with selected Russian elites and countries. That is classic American intelligence. Where would Hunter get such a thing? Come on, you know where. Joe, he stole it. It's classified information. As Senator Ron Johnson points out, another similar email went to the executives at Burisma, laying out 22 points worth of what appears to be deep intel on Ukraine and Ukrainian officials. It appears, Johnson says, to be an example of what the Biden family could provide to the corrupt Burisma bureaucrats. And right after he sent the email, he and his business partner, despite having no experience whatsoever in natural gas or natural gas markets, were paid $83,000 a month to join the Burisma board. What this was, Johnson says, is a sample of the kind of intel Hunter could get from his dad and pass on. You pay us millions of dollars. This is the kind of information you're going to have access to because of our connections to the vice president, Johnson says. Look, the point here is this. Alec Murdaugh's financial crimes have shocked a state and outraged a nation. I'm not suggesting that what Joe Biden did was as bad as murder, although we might yet find out that the classified breaches, the national security breaches, were as bad or nearly as bad. That's not my point to say who is morally better. But my point is to show the absolute moral outrage. The more than 99 charges that have resulted from the $8 million Alec Murdaugh appears to have stolen, laundered, and defrauded people of, while the Bidens launder money at a much larger, higher dollar international scale, and nothing happens. It just shows you the insanity of what we've become. And what is that? We're not a democracy. We're not even a republic anymore. We're an oligarchy. What is an oligarchy? Russia's an oligarchy. So is Ukraine. An oligarchy is a country ruled by a powerful business-like cabal of criminals and ultimately ruled by a chief criminal, king of oligarchs. There is nothing that distinguishes us from Russia or Ukraine anymore. And the treatment of Alec Murdaugh, the correct treatment under the law, just shows you how much of a free ride Hunter and Joe Biden have gotten. Far worse financial and national security crimes.
Battleground America with
Terrace Herbaceous. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.